prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 22nd September 2020. Happy first day of fall. I don't know what it's like where you are, but we had a beautiful day here in the hills of West Virginia. The skies are beautiful and blue. And it was in the 70s. Pleasant day. It really was. Really enjoyed it. I love this time of year, to be quite honest with you. I don't care much what comes after for a few months, but I love this time of year. Now, tonight, as I said, just going me and you. I'm going to share some news with you. I want to make some scriptures. Maybe help you. Maybe both of us can understand some things better on some issues I want to talk about. And I want your phone call the next half hour. Please understand, folks, that when you call and talk to me, that you're not interrupting me. You're part of the family. I want your opinion because I really respect your opinion. You folks have taught me a lot over the years, things I never really thought about or even occurred to me at all. You bucked my mind. So this program will be open for phone calls very shortly. You can call us toll free at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I want to hear from you. If you listen tonight on shortwave, like I always tell you, it's because Melody Seastrom is paying for the airtime on 6115 because she believes in the broadcast. And I don't know what else to say. She's been my friend and friend of the ministry now for a long time, so if you appreciate it, let her know it. And I would suggest you talk to her about some things for the very near future, folks, because I don't think we're going to see a lot of good things coming up in another month or two. I really don't. Pray I'm wrong. I pray I'm wrong. Hope you will, too. Pray that I'm wrong. But we will see. You call her at 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188, and tell her to send you over, please. And also, don't forget, we're still offering the DVD. Now, I was going to stop this last week, but I can't. It's too important. It's ingrained in my heart. I have an unction in my spirit to keep telling people about this. The Mark of the Beast DVD, folks. Especially the 20-minute follow-up with Dr. Cassie Maget, on what's in the COVID vaccine, the nanobots, Luciferase, all these things are in that. And this is why it's so important. Folks, understand that they're trying to alter your DNA, just like the fallen angels did in Genesis. That's why the Almighty God had destroyed the earth the first time with flood and preserved Noah, because his family were the last ones that still had pure human DNA in them. The rest are fallen demonic entities. Now, you think you laugh if you want to, scoff if you want to, that's up to you. But I hope you'll pay attention and get the DVD and watch it. The DNA will be changed with this vaccine. That's how dangerous it is. All vaccines change your DNA somewhat. This, I think, will be the final one. $10, folks, delivered to your door for a copy of the DVD or CD. And I would ask you to make copies of it if you can, share it with your friends and family. Please, please, please. And the book on how pre-trib won. In my mind, one of the most important hoaxes that's been fostered on the church, especially here in America, is a pre-tribulation hoax. I used to preach it. I used to believe it. So I started reading the Bible and found out I was wrong. I had to repent, change my mind, and recant what I said and tell people I didn't mean to tell them a lie. I thought I was telling the truth. The pre-trib rapture theory has destroyed the effectiveness of the church in a lot of places because why get involved if you're going to be out there anyway? Now that's a fact. And it has destroyed a lot of people's desire to get up and stand for what's right. As much as once saved, always saved has. But the pre-trib book on this by Stan Johnson, folks, they come one at a time for $20, but I think that's silly. For $20 more, you get 10 of them. You get a 10-pack as long as they last. 10 packs for $40. You attend the pack, you can give it to your family and friends. Who knows? They may read it and understand what I'm saying to them. I pray they will. But the pre-trib doctrine has really hurt the church in America. It truly has. It's not believed hardly anywhere else in the world except here in America because we're so spoiled and so selfish ourselves. And still offering a book while we have them left. I've got the last few cases I know of anywhere that from the author himself and who had them in his home, got them available for $10 a piece, The Grand Design Exposed. They're $30 online, folks, $29.95. We have them for $10. If you want to understand some of the plans for this country before it was ever formed, if you'd like to know why, to know that the land in Washington, D.C. and the States was called Rome. The guy that owned that land was named Pope. If you want to know how the Washington Monument and the Capitol Dome resemble the Catholic Rome, the Catholic city in Rome, and want to know what it's all about, $10, folks. $10 delivered to your door. That includes postage and everything. That's the best I can do. But it's there if you want it. If you're not, that's okay. Of course, we still have the vitamin air toothpaste, mouthwash. We have the Strauss heart drops, the kidney aid. All these are all available here. All you have to do is call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and tell Lisa what you want or call us Thursday. My Crystal will be here. We'll take tours and get out here as soon as possible. And I hope you take advantage of it. I really, really, really do. I do want to share some news with you tonight. I want to share some scriptural teachings, maybe a little bit, and take your phone calls as usual. Now, I want to start with one here that most of us already knew, but it's just an update here of what's happened. I have to give President Trump credit for one thing he did back in 2017. He signed an executive order that took the restrictions from the 501c3 corporations, which includes the churches. Yeah, they're corporations, folks. They're not really churches. Took the restrictions off where they could not speak on politics or endorse a candidate behind the pulpit. Trump did take that off in 2017. I want to thank him for that. This is how Washington, D.C. churches can engage in political speech. The chairman of the Federal Election Commission recently reaffirmed that nonprofits, including churches and religious leaders, can engage in political speech, endorse candidates, and host them on church property. FEC Chair Trey Traynor referred to the executive order promoting free speech and religious liberty signed by President Donald Trump on National Day of Prayer, May 4, 2017. Traynor said one of the first things he did when he came into office 2017 was issue an executive order to the Department of Treasury telling them that they could no longer enforce a provision of the law and that religious organizations needed to be treated the same as every other organization. The Johnson Amendment is still in the books, but with the lack of enforcement authority by executive agency, it is a law that's not going to be enforced. Executive order states it could no longer enforce that provision of the law and that religious organizations needed to be treated the same as any other organization. Declares that it is the policy of the administration to protect and vigorously promote religious liberty. It directs the IRS to exercise maximum enforcement of discretion to alleviate the burden of the Johnson Amendment and provides regulatory relief for religious objectors to Obamacare's burdensome preventing services mandate. Now, folks, he did that in 2017. That's when I took office. That's one thing he did do that I want to personally, although you'll never hear this, but thank him for doing that and taking some of the burden off of the so-called churches that were conned, tricked, and fell in Satan's snare to become a 501c3 corporation instead of a church, with Christ as his head. And I know this doesn't make me popular when I say this, but a 501c3 corporation is the head. That corporation truly is not Christ. They signed a contract with the devil, if you will, with government, and made them more or less the overseer of that organization, not a church. But Trump did alleviate some of that when he did sign the executive order and said, we're not going to enforce this any longer. Churches can get involved in free speech, have candidates pick the church. Last night, as you know, I had a guest on, S. Marshall Wilson, who's running for governor. Here's a write-in in West Virginia. I've always endorsed people that I believed in this broadcast. We're not a 501c3, so I don't really care what they think or don't think. But if I were, I would still do it anyway because it's the right thing to do. And I'm telling you, that's one thing I do want to thank Trump for. He did that. He did it right. I'm glad he did that. So that's one good thing we have accomplished, or he's accomplished, since he's been in office. Another good news article before getting anything else. School resource officer prays for students. Time for America to turn back to God. Officer Deandra Warren prays for the protection of students at a flagpole each day. This is beautiful. This gentleman, a black gentleman, standing at a flagpole praying for the students, surrounded by students. This is phenomenal. An Arkansas school resource officer determined to bring America back to God so much so he takes a moment out of every day to pray before the American flag outside the school. Officer Deandra Warren prays for the protection of students and shows by example that religion should be in the mainstream. Warren, who has worked for the Wynn Police Department in eastern Arkansas for 5 years, said he felt led by the Spirit of God to pray at the flagpole due to the growing leftist-driven negativity towards police in America, Warren told the Washington Examiner. Folks, there are some good things happening. Really, there truly are. And I'm so glad to see this. I want to try to get hold of this officer if I can, to thank him personally for what he's doing. There are some good things happening. There's some pushback finally coming from people realizing that we're going down the wrong road. Now, I'm going to share with you a scripture in a minute just to discuss this more in further detail. If there's any hope for this country, folks, it's going to be because the people get on their knees, ask for forgiveness, then get on their feet and stand up for what's right. As you know, I had Sheriff Richard Macklin last week discussing the meeting they're having next Wednesday, the 30th, in Lynchburg, Virginia. With sheriffs coming in from all over the country, who say they're going to stand in the gap between for the counties that they're sheriffs in to protect the citizens and their property in that county. That is wonderful. That is beautiful. He's doing something. Politics to me is like a sewer, but it's wonderful once in a while to find somebody in that sewer that actually is a diamond in the rough. And coming out and exposing what's going on. Sheriff Richard Mack is standing for what's right. He's trying his best to get the sheriffs and the whole nation motivated to stand against what's happening. So that is good news. Good news. And tomorrow night we have a guest on by the name of Pastor Carter Conlon. He took over Pastor David Wilkerson's church in New York. Now folks, I don't know if you remember David Wilkerson or not. He was a pastor at Times Square Church. Solid, solid believer and man of God. Pastor Conlon took over the church, and he's calling for a day of repentance and prayer October 6th between 7 and 9 p.m. Now, you can do that wherever you are. You don't be on location. But tomorrow night, we'll talk to Pastor Conlon for at least half an hour on what he wants to do. Another group in Richmond, Virginia, he's going to have a meeting, I think, the 26th, for a couple hours in Richmond, praying and asking God to guide this country. Folks, there are some people getting their eyes open. Praise God. If anything's going to change this at all, if anything can delay the judgment, it's going to be repentance. But back to the real world now, as far as what's happening in the present time. California, as you all know, is totally a communist leftist dictatorship run by scum of the earth. I'm just saying like it is. You don't have to like it. I don't care. They're run by Satan's dogs, if you will. And that's just a fact. And this so-called state in California is persecuting churches, even home fellowships, and fining them for meeting up to $1,000 a day. Now, that is a fact. And the Liberty Council, the group that I had I support every month, as you know, I had Jonathan Alexander on a week or so ago discussing what to do at Liberty Council. That is exactly why I support their organization, that they stand in the gap for people that's trying to stand for what's right. And in California, Liberty Council represents Pastor Shi On, a Harvest Rock Church, and on June 6th, Governor Newsom banned singing and chanting. On July 13th, he banned all worship for fellowship, even in private homes and apartments. Under the orders, a person cannot visit a neighbor in their own community or in their own apartment building. The criminal penalty for doing so carries up to 1 year in prison and daily fines of $1,000, folks. August 11th, Pasadena city officials sent a cease and desist letter demanding that the church would quit meeting together at all. And if they don't, you're going to be fined. And folks, even to the point in private homes, as if you meet in a private home, we would turn off your water and electricity. Does that sound like a land that you want to live in? Where they would cut off your water and electricity? And Pastor An is from North Korea. He has affiliate churches in 70 nations around the world, and he's traveled to 100 nations. He said, never in his wildest dreams could he believe that he would come back to America, and in America they'd be shutting his church down. That is what's happening in America now. It's unright. It's outrageous and unbelievable that they would actually try to control your home. When you invite a neighbor over for Bible study, but it is what it is. That's what it is. Yet Newsom actually said, God bless you. Keep doing these riots in the streets, and they're shoulder to shoulder, singing, chanting, and burning and destroying. And they weren't told to cease and desist, but churches could not gather together. Not even two people without the risk of being fined. That's why I support Liberty Council. That's why I do my best to help people like them that's doing everything in their power to try to make a difference. And folks, it's not free. They have to pay these people. These lawyers can't work for nothing. I don't like lawyers. I appreciate that. If you ever arrested for your Christian faith, you might want somebody there with you to help you fight that unjust charge. And it'd be nice if somebody there could do it for free because they're being paid for somebody else's donation, wouldn't it? If I live much longer, I think one day I'll see that myself. I don't want it. I don't want to see it. But as you know, West Virginia, they told the churches, though they didn't tell them. They can't tell us to do anything. But the churches, because they are basically run by sheep and are sheep themselves, and then that's not the sheep of Christ, but the sheep of man, shut down the churches and went on to online church services and wore masks and all that. Our church didn't do that. Our little fellowship met regularly in person, and we put it out on computer, as you all know. You can watch it on all over the internet if you want to. Just go to YouTube and type in the name Pastor Butch Paul. A lot of them pulled off of there. You can go to Brighteon and find the teachings on there, brighteon.com. But there is absolutely no authority given to man. I don't care if we didn't have the Constitution and all the other things that we say we have. They have no authority to tell the church and body of Jesus Christ that it can or cannot meet. They may think they may have the power to enforce it. They may put you in jail for doing it. But they don't have the authority. And as long as we don't recognize their authority, folks, they can never stop us. Oh, they may put us in prison, like you said. They may even kill some of us. But the body of Christ will keep moving forward because that's who we are. We serve a higher power than man, than any Supreme Court in the world. We serve the Creator of all. That's why I'm not afraid to stand for the truth. You know, I'm not a Bible scholar in a lot of things. I'm not. I'm not a good prophecy understander or teacher. That wasn't given to me. I do study it. I don't understand it all. But over the years, being on the radio, I've heard a lot of people talk about the Antichrist and speculate who it was. I remember back in the 80s, people saying Ronald Reagan was the Antichrist because his name had 12 letters in it, you know, Ronald Reagan, and he fit the bill of being the Antichrist. And a lot of people seemed to like him. Of course, that was nonsense, but That's heard that. Then I heard Bill Clinton's gonna be the Antichrist, and I've heard this, that, and the other thing. I heard the Pope's gonna be the Antichrist. And I have to tell you the truth, folks, all those people are Antichrist, but they're not the Antichrist. You see, there are many Antichrists in this world. Anyone that denies that Christ come in the flesh as the Son of God is Antichrist. Anyone who opposes the gospel of Christ is Antichrist. So there are many, many Antichrists in the world already. But Daniel describes the Antichrist. If you read Daniel chapter 7, you'll find that the Antichrist is coming forth, and he's going to be a man, and he's going to speak great pompous words, and he'll speak words against God Almighty, and he can be such an eloquent speaker that the masses are going to follow him. Now somebody says, "Well, Trump's Antichrist." No, folks. Trump is a divider. Whether he intends to be or not, he's divided the nation. He is united the nation. Certainly, has united the world. The Antichrist will be such a speaker that he will draw people in. He will actually say things and get people interested in what he's saying. And he'll speak great things from Revelation 13. He'll speak great things and blasphemies. And he will. And we'll find out that as you go through, if you study some more on this, that he does many things that man can't understand and can't do. He does miracles in the sight of the people. He does. Matter of fact, that the beast and the Antichrist are given power over the church in Revelation 13. Given power to over the church. They will conquer the body of Christ, so to speak, for a while. Now, I'll make a point here also. People, there are two wraths. Two wraths. Two W-R-A-T-H-S. Two wraths that are going to come in this world. The first is going to be the wrath of Satan because he knows his time is short. And I believe that's now. The church, the true body of Christ will face the wrath of Satan. And, according to Revelation 13, he will overcome us for a short period. May kill some of us. But the second wrath is the wrath of God. Satan can destroy the body, but he can't touch the soul. God's wrath will take out the heathen and destroy body and soul. Think about that. So, as Antichrist comes on the picture, he will, according to Daniel 7, he's going to be probably a good-looking gentleman. His appearance, it says, will be greater than his fellows, and he'll probably be a man with a personality that just draws people to him. Now, I'm just saying this because people speculate all the time. Well, no man I know of yet has fit this bill yet where he can do these things and draw the whole world to him, more or less. But he will have the power to give breath to the image of the beast, and that the beast shall both speak and call him a man as will not worship the beast, the image of the beast shall be killed. So this is all coming in, I think, near future. I don't know that. But there'll be an Antichrist will come, and he will be the head of the beast power, I guess you could say. He'll be the lawless one. He'll be like the son of Satan, because Satan will himself totally engulf this individual. And it's sort of like Satan going to be the father. He'll be Satan's son, and the false prophet will say what the Holy Spirit will be to the church, the unholy Trinity. And he'll come in. Probably not as a great ruler to begin with. He'll come in probably inconspicuously and probably on a low key. People probably knows who he is until it's time for him to stand up. And as Revelation 13 says, he said he stood on the sand of the sea and saw a beast rising up out of the sea. It means out of the mass of the people, having seven heads and ten horns. So this is teaching about the Antichrist and when it comes on this earth. And then he will cause all those who dwell on the earth to worship him whose names are written in the book of life. He will cause them to worship him. So far, I haven't seen any man that could do that on this earth. So let's not speculate about who is here now that's already in charge. It's going to be the Antichrist. It's none of those yet. He will do miracles in the eyes of the people. He will oppose everything that's godly, and he will exalt himself above all things that is called God. He'll sit in the temple of God and show that he is God. And think about those things the next time somebody tells you, well, I think Trump's the Antichrist. No, he's not. I think he'll probably do it till he gets here, because I don't think Trump's anywhere near the Christian everybody thinks he is. Obviously, he's not. He did do one good thing with the executive order on the 501c3 churches, to let the organization so they can speak up about politics. But folks, Trump's not the Antichrist, and Biden isn't either. We are seeing a lot of things happen today that are pointing, I think, towards the fact that people are looking for somebody to deliver. The Israelites, the Jews, are talking about the coming Messiah. Some priests, the higher ranking priests are saying, well, we've already spoken to our Messiah. He's already coming. Now that's a fact. That will be the Antichrist. Because the Jews are looking for a counter Christ, a false Christ, if you will, that's going to bring forth what they think will be the kingdom into power over the earth. And that's what they really thought Christ could do. They could restore the kingdom to him on this earth physically. And that's what the Jews think they're looking for right now. They're looking for the Antichrist to return or to come and set up their worldly power, if you will. Now, folks, this is actually happening as we speak. Trump has fulfilled Scripture. I don't know if he knows or not. He probably does. I don't know that. You know, when he put the embassy in Jerusalem, he fulfilled Scripture. He did. He fulfilled, and known that he is a Zionist in the sense that he supports him 100%. He's fulfilling Scripture. His son-in-law obviously is also, his daughter. So we're seeing a lot of Scripture being fulfilled. We're seeing a duplicity in the man that's hard to understand sometimes, isn't it? Free up the church to speak. On the other hand, move into doing other things that we know are not godly. But it is fulfilling prophecy. So let's get our eyes on the facts of where you are right now in this country and around the world. But now after the break, we're going to discuss a few things out of the Scripture about this country, about America. This is where I live. I live down the holler, we call them, right here in good old West Virginia, in the woods, kind of quiet and peaceful around here. I enjoy living here. But I know that the peace around me in nature is not what's in society. It is not what this society is all about any longer. The nation is divided. There's many stresses and strains on people in every way possible, financially, physically, especially spiritually. I know that. But I do live in this country, and I would like to leave something for my grandchildren, if I could, of somewhat normalcy. And it's not going to happen until you and I repent and ask our Father to give us some time to change this nation for His glory. I ask you all, beginning of the month, if you would fast on Wednesdays and pray with me. I hope you're doing that. I hope you are. I truly do. Because fasting is part of the plan to repentance. You know, folks, repentance doesn't mean you're sorry you got caught. Repentance means that you're really, truly sorry you ever did it, and you feel dirty and filthy because of what you've done. That's what repentance is. We should all feel that right now because we've let this nation go to hell for a long time, especially by voting for lesser of evils. Back at the break with phone calls, a lot more to talk about, 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Humana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Humana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Humana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, folks, we're back. I'll get your phone calls in a minute. I promise Bruce will get to you in a few minutes. Just bear with us, please. We'll make a few more comments, and we'll take phone calls at 844-769-2944. In Jeremiah chapter 18, there's a few verses I want to share, and I want you to listen very carefully, please. I don't expect a heathen in this country, and I say heathen, I mean a heathen, to understand what I'm saying tonight. I certainly don't expect them to repent, because they don't want to repent of unless they're convicted of their own personal sins and repent before God and ask for Christ to save their soul, which can be done simply for the asking. Now, would to God everybody that's in sound of my voice would give their lives to Christ and become a born again, truly born again, converted believer in Him. Not someone who just says, I believe and live. Someone who actually lives as Christ wants them to, who've been converted and made a new creature in Christ. I wish that I wish somebody listened to my voice and I would do that around the world. I wish you'd do that. But I'm not talking to those who believe that God Almighty is who He says He is. Those who go to church and think that, and or if you don't go to church, but you believe in Christ, you're trying to live with, trying to do what's right, and you understand the position we're in. Our nation, my friends, is on the edge of a precipice that is going to be so devastating if we don't stop now. Repent means turn around. When you're on the edge of a cliff, you stop and you turn around. You come back away from that edge. America is so close. I do believe America is going to get hit so hard in the next couple of months. It's going to be unbelievable if we don't repent. That's why it's important. Now, we have one tomorrow night, Pastor Conley, to discuss what they're trying to do on October 6th. And in Richmond on the 26th, just listen to another program today. SaveUSA.org is the organization I looked into. And I'm trying to remember, Chuck something, maybe Swindoll. But anyway, not Swindoll. But anyway, Chuck was a ex-lawyer was sharing what they're going to have in Richmond, asking for prayer and repentance. Well, in Jeremiah chapter 18, it says in verse 7, now pay attention. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it. If that nation against whom I have pronounced, and folks, he's pronounced judgment on America, it's already started, utter chaos, financial chaos, rioting in the streets, storms coming in by the bunches, destroying our nation, our infrastructure. Oh yeah, he's already pronounced judgment. He said, well, man's doing the storms. I don't care who's doing it. He still pronounced judgment. He's the one behind it. He's the one letting it happen. He's already pronounced judgment on America. And listen to this. If that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do to them. He said, I will change my mind, not do the evil to them. If America would repent, America would be blessed again. But you know what that would mean? That we have to stop killing children, have to quit turning sodomites and lesbians loose in the streets, have to put people in office who are truly born-again believers, quit voting for lesser of evils, because that's God's in a hell of a mess, has it not? But the next verse says, And in what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it. If I decide to bless a nation and build it and plant it, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. So he's saying, if you're doing wrong, repent, I will turn you around, I will save you. If you're doing what's right, don't sin, or I will judge you. How much clearer can the Word of God be? Folks, you're talking to an old hillbilly preacher here that I made through grade school, made through high school, and that's as far as I got. I never got to go to college, never got to go to seminary. I say the scripture on my own. I like to study the Word of God with the 1828 dictionary, which we have available here at the ministry. If you don't have a Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary, you do not have a dictionary. You do not have a dictionary. Yeah, they're kind of expensive, $95. They were on sale for a while, but they're all gone. $95 delivered. But the 1828 Noah Webster Dictionary is a must for studying the Scriptures. A must! Along with the Strong's Concordance. When I look at the Scriptures, I realize they're not that complicated. We make them that way because we don't want to understand them. We want to make them fit us, to us fit them. But a nation that has judgment pronounced upon it like America does, if that nation repent, it can be turned around. Repentance starts with me and you in our own personal lives. Until we get our own lives clean before God and repent of the sins in our lives, we can certainly do little to influence anybody else to do the same thing, can we? Repentance is an individual move when done as a nation can bless a whole nation. It's individual repentance. Maybe one at a time, or 10 people at a time, or 1,000 at a time, or a million at a time. But it's still individuals that do that. It's got to start with us. Personally. I can't think of anybody who doesn't have something in their life that they may not want to change for the glory of God. Or something that has been pointed to them that you're doing wrong and they need to change. We're all people, folks. We're all just men and women. We all have faults and failures. Repentance and seeking God's will can change a lot of things in our personal lives. If we do that as a nation, we could see this nation turn around once more. I don't know, folks, how long it would take for this. I have no idea. Is there a chance for America to come back? Without repentance, there is absolutely none. Absolutely none. Without repentance, there is none. Now, think's going to happen? I pray it will. My preacher, what's your personal opinion on that? I pray that it will, but I don't think it will. I pray that it will. That people will see their needs. I pray that what Pastor Dane has been trying to tell us coming in November and what I've been trying to tell you on the radio for years and many more like me. I pray that you've been listening long enough to understand we're trying to tell you the truth. And maybe by the grace of God, we can see the truth together and repent together. Oh, folks, time in America is as we know it. Time for this country to be anything near what it was as I was a young boy, and even before that. Time for it to come back to any kind of moral bearing and moral foundation is quickly running out on us. Yes, individuals can still come, and they will come. I think millions may be born again because of judgment on this planet. Maybe in this nation, especially. Maybe many, many people go to church now who think they're born again but are not. We'll see their need repent as we see judgment start on this land. I pray they will. I do pray they will. But judgment's already started on this whole world. Where this coronavirus was planned years ago. We have proof of that. We know that it's a hyped up, huge hoax. We know that the virus is actually real, but we know the hype has been done to control the world, and its folks, it's hurt America as bad and maybe worse than other nations. America is ripe for judgment. Repentance is the key to stop that judgment. Are you going to ask for forgiveness and repent and turn from your wicked ways? Are you, who call yourself believers, going to ask our Father and our God to turn us into something that holy and righteous before His eyes that will reach other people? If you listen tonight out there and you think, well, preacher, this is some heavy stuff. I know it is. I know it's heavy. Don't you think that God's wrath on nations is pretty heavy? Don't you think that at least as individuals we should make sure that we're walking right with Him? You listen tonight and you don't even know what I'm talking about. If you want to discuss this anytime, you call us. Toll free if you don't have long distance. You call and tell Lisa to find Pastor Butch. I want to talk to him. You can call her at 800-777-4403 if you don't have long distance. If you do, you save us a few dollars a month if you call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. I will call you back and I will talk to you one-on-one for as long as it takes to answer your questions. I would love to tell you about how you can personally become to know Christ as your personal Savior, your Redeemer. I ask Him to fill you with His Spirit and give you a hunger for His Word. I will personally be honored to do that if you'll ask. Let's go to the phone lines. Like I promised, let's go first to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in. Welcome.
Mr. Butch, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. How you doing?
I wonder if I could read a little article I got off of Steve Quayle's news site. I believe it could affect all of us, the Bible prophecy being fulfilled, possibly before the election.
Sure.
It's an article by a person called Trita Parsi, written September 16th, a well-known expert on Iran who heads the Washington-based think tank Quincy Institute. The title of the article is, Pompeo Threatens to Light the Fuse in Persian Gulf. The U.S. has sent a carrier strike group to the Middle Eastern region amid rising speculation about a clash with Iran. The U.S. Fifth Fleet announced last Friday that a carrier strike group, USS Nimitz aircraft carrier, to the Strait of Hormuz, with guided missile carrier cruisers USS Princeton, USS Philippine Sea, and guided missile destroyer USS Spirit. It says in Parsi's estimation, if President Donald Trump's campaign for the U.S. election fails to make headway, he might resort to some desperate gimmick to give him mileage in the news cycle and help whip up storm for the gullible American public who rally behind their so-called chief in the war with Iran. Therefore, Trump's plan B might be to well-engineer a military flare-up in some form involving Iran in the next few weeks remaining between now and the November 3rd election. Parsi says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is the mastermind behind this plan B. The proposed enforcement of grit snapback sanctions would entail U.S. warships attacking and confiscating Iranian cargo in international waters. What is afoot is a sort of blockade of Iran. The desperate U.S. attempt to ratchet up tensions by provoking Iran is self-evident. And the plan is that Iran will retaliate, which they'll probably have to if they're not getting their, you know, ships coming in. And it's going to start a war. And I believe it's prophesied in the book of Daniel. You talked about the nation getting plucked. In the book of Daniel, the lion with eagle's wings, eagles, the United States, it gets its wings plucked. In Daniel 8, the he-goat that comes from the west that attacks Media Persia is the United States of America. And the vision of against the ram and the he-goat, the angel Gabriel tells Daniel three times, it's for the time of the end. It's not talking about Alexander the Great in 331 B.C. It's talking about the United States attacking Iraq and then Iran, which is Persia. And after it breaks a second higher horn, Persia, the power from the west, the ego, gets its great horn broken. This is going to lead to financial collapse.
Did we lose him? We lost him. Oh, God, he's just getting started. Bruce, we lost you. Sorry about that. Wow, he was going there for a minute. He really was. I have no disagreement with what he's saying. I really don't. I don't have any disagreement with it at all. I mean, it's a very good, likely scenario, I think. So, Bruce, we lost him. Sorry, try to call back if you can. Let's go next to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hello, Pastor. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Okay. Did you get your information I sent you on that Jewish rabbi and what he's up to with the Messiah, he says?
No, I haven't. I did not get that.
I sent that to you, Pastor pastorbutch@pastorbutch.com. That's
oh,
right,
no, no,
right?
No. No, that doesn't work. You have to send it to pastorbutch@startmail.com.
Startmail.com. Okay, I'll
yes.
send it to you again.
Okay,
but he
all
has
right.
another on the 21st, he sent another video saying the same thing, that people have to start praying for him to reveal himself, and that the third temple, that he'll build a third temple, and of course for peace and all that, and that all Israelis are to return, all Jews are to return to Israel. He called again for them to return to Israel. This is like, he's like the second top guy, and you don't see this guy unless you have an audience schedule.
Okay,
this is one of the three top rabbis in Israel.
How long is the video?
It's not very long.
The reason I'm asking, I'd like to maybe send some other people. Okay, go ahead. All right.
Yeah, let me see if I can get it. And then the Pope called on the UN to build a universal fraternity. And you can read his speech in time.com. But a fraternity, and a Western concept of the fraternity, and this is from the Wikipedia, so people can look it up, originated with the Catholic Church. And it started with things like the Freemasons, the Odd Fellows, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what the Freemasons and the Jesuits and all those organizations are really about, huh?
Yes, we do.
Because we're reading the book. We're reading the book.
And by the way, the book I've been offering, The Grand Design
yeah.
Exposed, does talk about all that. It's a great
yeah.
book.
That is really a good book. It really is. But what he missed is that the Knights Templars, when they went to Jerusalem, and they went into the temple, and they searched the temple, it wasn't the treasures. It wasn't the altar stuff and all that stuff that they were interested in. They were interested in the scroll. And they uh-huh. found the scroll, the first century scroll of all the apostles, of Jewish hierarchy, and all that. They were talking with Rome and all that stuff. But their leader, God, they had a leader that had some brains, actually had them take, had three of his most trusted knights, three Christian knights, take those scrolls and hide them. So the Dead Sea Scrolls they're talking about, those were found. Those are just part of it. But those were put there by the three Templar knights. Those knights were declared dead, and their families thought they were dead. They actually took those scrolls, hid them away where no one but them knew, and the Catholic Church did not ever get a hold of them.
Okay, interesting.
They
I didn't know
the
that.
First, they're the first century scrolls, and they've been translated, or they've been updated. That's where you get the second and the third, the paper, and the, mm-hmm. all that stuff. But that's because they had, the Knights saw to it that they were continually renewed so that the truth could come out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for the info, Jan. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Pastor. But Time.com has the Pope's speech, that this call for a universal fraternity, that is scary.
Yeah, yeah, oh, it is.
That means
absolutely
all these organizations, and we know what kind of, you know, if they don't get their way, war is what they do. Destruction is what they do. They always
well,
have.
We know, yeah, that's exactly right. There'll be unless America changes course very quickly. America is going into civil war. You know that. You know that.
Oh yes,
anyway.
And I don't think there's a way out. There is not a way out of it. God
okay.
said this would happen. If God said
yeah,
it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Well, you know, unless we repent,
yeah.
there's no hope of change, and people are just not getting
that's
that.
Right.
They're not getting that cue at all. They're not getting to understand that repentance is key.
You know, we've gotten to such a point that California just passed a bill that said if you're 10 or over, adults can have sex with you as long as you're 10
well,
or over.
But that actually says if you're no more than 10 years older than the person you have sex with, you can be
yeah.
a 20-year-old and have sex with a 10-year-old girl. No big deal. Or 25
yeah.
with a 15-year-old girl. Yep,
yeah.
that's all.
Yeah.
Now, I got to jump, Jan. Good call. Thanks. Appreciate it. Good call.
Okay.
Thank you. Let's go next to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in.
Hello, Butch.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
I would like to say something about, you know, in Chronicles there where it says, if the people that are called by my name.
Yes.
Now, we have to redefine that in today's society. You know, because somebody got baptized when they were, 6 months old or three days old or something like that. And then they put it down, you know, like they have been baptized and now you're a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that is taught, especially a lot in some of these churches. So, you know, we are to repent. And I just want to make this very clear. I deal with things like this on the street all the time. You know, somebody will say, well, you know, I'm against abortion, but I believe other people should have a right to their opinion.
Well,
if you're against it, what's the other opinion? You're for it. See, there's no in between.
No, there's not.
There's none. Either you are for life or you're against life.
Didn't Joshua say, choose this day whom you will serve?
Absolutely, and you got to choose. Well, I go back to see the name. Your name. You have to. Your name has to be recorded in heaven.
That's right.
Okay. So now, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, et cetera, you know the verses there.
Right.
But this is what I want to do for anybody that's listening right now. Most of us have children. Well, just about all of us. I do. Now, you know, like I'm like you. I'm in my early 70s. So naturally, my children are all gone. But I'm talking to people who have children in their own home. Now, if you say you're a Christian and you go to church and you do this and that, but you let your children go to these public schools, you let them dress like the world, act like the world, listen to worldly music, watch worldly TV, you better get your house in order.
Amen.
And you better pray that God cleanses you and your house, you know, before we can turn anything around.
Amen.
I mean, we need godly parents, you know, especially in this time. I mean, you know, people... You know, all summer long they couldn't, you know, all winter long, they were home, they were right there. You know, you could have put them around that table, and you all could have read the scripture and did what God told you to be do in the beginning, since you're the parent. He gave the parent, you know, that authority and that obligation, you know, to see that they raise godly children. But you can only raise godly children if you're godly.
Amen.
So,
amen.
So this call to repentance. So when we're out on the street, I will still be on the street on the 26th, and I invited some people from other churches to come and pray with us. Now, in the past, they haven't done anything. But if they do this time, fine. You know, they'll be with us, and we'll be praying while we're out there and showing people what true affection for your children is in all life. So I'll let somebody else get on, brother, and... you have a blessed day. Love you all that's there. And I just want to bring
you
to your opinion. You know, you get some people in the graveyard now before election. You know, you do that.
Okay. All right. God bless you, my friend. God bless you. What a sweet guy. All right. We're going back to Bruce. Bruce, the reason you jumped, we lost you is you're over-modulating the whole system. Anyway, go ahead and put your comments.
I'm getting excited because I've been warning people about this publicly for over 25 years. I've seen this prophecy. I've been warning, seen it coming for many years, and now I believe it's coming to an end. But anyway, in the book of Daniel, chapter 8, the angel Gabriel calls, there's this conflict between a ram and a he-goat. The ram is identified as Media Persia. The he is identified as Grecia. It doesn't say Greece, it said Grecia, which means west. In verse 17, Daniel doesn't understand the vision.
We lost him again. You're breaking up. You're breaking up real bad, Bruce. You're breaking up. I think your phone. Okay, you're breaking up. I can hear you now. You only got about 2 minutes. Got to hurry.
Anyway, Gabriel tells Daniel the vision for the time at the end. This he-goat comes from the west, over the face of the whole earth without touching the ground and attacks media Persia. There's only two ways you can't touch the ground. The big aircraft carriers that go through the water and them jet airplanes that go through the sky. That's exactly how we did shock and awe with Saddam Hussein, took down old media. That's exactly how we're going to take down Persia. Right now we got the U.S. aircraft carrier Nimitz and all their battleship strike groups in the Persian Gulf right by the Strait of Hormuz right now. And they're talking about doing a naval blockade and provoking, getting Iran started in the war, kick the end time scenario off. The vision is for the time of the end. Read it. Daniel chapter 8. Read it carefully.
Okay.
All right. The end time application.
All right, Bruce. I appreciate the call. Thank you. Still breaking up some of the thanks call. Thanks a lot for the call, folks. Obviously, he thinks he knows what he's talking about, and I can't tend to agree with him that he may have some good points there. I really do. But again, I'm asking you, if we can't change a country, let's at least change ourselves for the glory of God. Let's you and I unite in prayer tomorrow. If you can fast, please fast with me. I promise I will, and I do. I will fast as much as I possibly can tomorrow. And I want to unite with you in prayer, asking our Father, please, to show each one of us personally how we can be better at being His child. And maybe show us how we can reach out to other people. Folks, I don't know what else to say. I've been on the radio this coming March. Will make 29 years. 29 years. And things have steadily gotten worse. No, I'm not saying they got worse because even though I'm on the radio. No. I'm just a man, and I've learned a lot over the years. I'm just a mere servant. I don't have a whole lot to offer, but I give what I can. The nation's gotten worse because the people didn't care. And you can't blame the world. You can't blame the heathen. The church is the reason our nation's going to hell. The church is the reason our world's going to hell. The church is the reason judgment's come upon this world, upon this land. The church is the reason. The church is the cause, is a better way to put it. The church is the cause of this damnation. Because we have not stood our ground, occupied till Christ come. We've compromised ourselves right into the corner and compromised the nation right into hell. Psalms 9:17. The church was put here to spread the gospel. The church was put here to keep the morals in this compass right in a nation. The church was here for that purpose. And America is being judged because the church has failed the nation. Not the nation failed the church. The church failed the nation. See you Monday, folks, with the guest, Pastor Carter Condon. Y'all have a wonderful night tonight, and good night.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.